Iran Daf Peches Omed Aleph. Kosav Chanichosi, in the middle of the Omed. We heard Kosav Chanichosoi Vachanichoso Kosher. So Rashi in the Mishnah had said, Chanichosoi Shem Levai Shom Mishpoche Kula. The whole Mishpoche had a Shem Levai. He said the Kovnathan brings down Rattenberg and Weil. And we had mentioned that the Tistuma Halchim, according to Rashi, had to learn Pshat. Either it is speaking about that the was only written in the get Migeza Rattenberg and Mishpachas Weil. And it's speaking about, it's going according to Rabbi Loza, the Mesire Karsi, so you only have to write the name, only me the Rabbonon, they were Mekel, that Hashem Levi helps. We had mentioned the Chazenish learns Pshat, that it is speaking about that he had written the first name Moshe, and Moshe Rattenberg, that was the name. And we'll see what the Chiddush is. Kosav Chanichosoi v'chanichoso kosho. Tono Rabbono. Chanichas ovois begitten ad yud doires. You can only use the shem ha-mishpoche from the ovois till yud doires. Rab Shimon ben Elozo ima gimu doires kosho. Mikan ve'eilech posel. You can only go back gimel deiris. Keman ozlo adam rab chanine kosav chaniches oveis begitten ad gimel deiris. Keman ke rab Shimon ben Elozo. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ad yud deiris avi chanicho shim kosva beget le'mifsele le'mehevi kishino shmoi u'shmo. So Chazanish brings a ray from this Rashi that the Medubar is a called shino shmoi u'shmo. So till 10 deiris or till 3 deiris it is not called shino shmoi u'shmo, and after that it's called shino shmoi u'shmo. And we had also mentioned the Chazanish learns pshat as follows. That we're speaking about that, let's say, for the Shir is 3 Deiris, that it's speaking about that the last name of this person, he didn't call himself Rattenberg, he called himself Berg. His father called himself Berg. No, the Gemara says as follows, but if he writes now in the get Moshe Rattenberg, and his grandfather was called Rattenberg, so that is not called Ashinui Shmai, because people still remember the grandfather. The grandfather's a Rattenberg, so he's a Rattenberg Einikel. People remember this. If the grandfather also called himself Berg, and the great-grandfather called himself Rattenberg, and he'll write down Moshe Rattenberg, so then, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, it will not be good. That's called Shino Shmai. Since when are you a Rattenberg? Your grandfather, your father, you have been calling yourself Moshe Berg the whole time. So now if he'll write the name Rattenberg because his great-grandfathers called his family name Rattenberg, that is called Ashini Hashem, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo. According to the Tanakhama, we go back to 10 Deiris. It's not considered a Shini Hashem. And after 10 Deiris, it is considered a Shini Hashem. Let us see Taisvis. Now, Taisvis had a different Girse. We'll see. The Kachoy Neki Adash Shi Birishalayim Taisvin. That's how we learned. That they did not write eight and they wrote Ish Plaini Ben Plaini. V'Rabbeinu Chanan v'Chein Rabbeinu Tam Garsi Chanichosoi v'Chanichoso Kosher וכך היו נקיי הדס שבירושלים קויסמן. פרש, שלא היו קויסם אלו חניכו סום. So according to the Rabbeinu Hananu, the Mishnah is something else. We're talking about a name, a nickname that this person has. That means he's called Yankel. So if he's called Yankel, so they can't, and this is a lechatchila dika halacha. Lechatchila, if he's called Yankel by everyone, he can write Yankel in the get. Nekiya dasha birashlaim ayayisim kain, you can write Yankel v'shem ha'ish v'isha, and v'kachi nekiya das birashlaim ayayisim. They called Dave Berl, etc. That is the Mishnah. Bachanichas obvious the Bigmore, the Gemara does not seem it's a lachat chiladika and hoge, till 3 deures, till 10 deures, you can get away with it. By Eire Bachanichas ish, kedahoche, a lachanichas of a mishpacha, nisha mishpacha nikreis al shema. So, in the Gemara, Taisus is learning pshat the way we said pshat in Rashi. It's speaking about a chanichas mishpacha. He's calling himself Rattenberg, and we're not speaking about that he had a nickname. He was called Yankel or Berl. That the Mishnah is speaking about, and that the Mishnah is that's Mutal Chatchila, and the Gemara is speaking about a Chanichas Meshpoche, which is only a B'dievedik Adin, and it's only good till 3 or 10 days. Omar Rabhune, Micro, where do we see in a pasuk this yesod that till 3 deiros one recalls the name? So Mamel it's not called Ashini Hashem. After 3 deiros it's already a forgotten name. Ki soiled bonim, so we're speaking about the father, and he's moiled bonim, so that's the second generation. Ubnei bonim, that's the third generation, and afterwards v'nei shantem, and then it becomes nishyashin. But the hishyashness becomes after the later of the bnei bonim. That means the fourth doyer is already v'nei shantem. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Bonim heinu der beis, ubnei bonim heinu der gimel, mikan ve'eilech kori lei v'noi shante. Now we started bringing this posik, he said, bonim ibnei bonim v'noi shante, so the Gemara goes off on a tangent about a different inyan. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lechol ve'eretz Yisrael, עד שעובדו בו זיין בוטי דינים אבי דזורי. There were 7 governments, 7 malchiyos by Klal Yisrael that were oivdei avi dezore b'shite, and that brought about chulben eretz Yisrael. Rashi says this will mean dolos asferes hashvot. Ve'elu hain Yerovim ben Nevot, Ubasha ben Achia, Vacho ben Omri, Vieho ben Nimshi, Vikech ben Ramalyo, Menachem ben Gadi, Vaisheya ben Eilo. Shenemar, Umlilo, that Eretz Yisrael became, Umlilo Yeledes Hashive, that had, that Klal Yisrael, there was Shive Botei Dinim. Nofcho nafsho bo shimsho bo idyoimam boisho vechofeiro. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi, zayim bot idinin, zayim mishpochos shel melochim. 7 royal mishpochos mi malche Yisrael. Vahanoch de malche Yehude loichoshiv. He doesn't mention the Malchus Yehuda, Shehoyu b'meim shaleilu, because the Malchus Yehuda were in their days, v'have kebezden echot. So it's like one big bezden, Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael, they were both wives, they were both. So he he mentioned the Malchei Yisrael, and this includes the Malchei Yehuda Shaya Bimei. Now Rashi says, what do we call one Bezdin? So Rashi says, Hamelech Ubnoi Uben Benoi V'chol Melochim Shekomu Mizaroi Achav, all the kings that came from, that were his descendants, Kori Chad Bezdin. That's called one Bezdin. So there were seven rulers, seven monarchs with their mishpachas that were but they didn't shall obey the Zohar. Sarashi has a few more malachim. Sarashi says, Shalom ben Yovesh, Sachar Yelei Kachoshiv, Lefi Shalom Molchu Shona Shleimo. So he's only speaking about those who have a malchus of at least a year. Bechein Zimri. Aval Omri Oviv Shalachov. And why doesn't he mention Ovri? Oshem Beis Din Shalachov Nikro. So this is included in the Bezdin of Achov. Mibnei Shachov Irshia Lasois Yaiser. He was a greater Oivet Avedezor than his father Nikro HaKilkul Al Shemoy. Bimei Hoshea Ben Eilo. And that is the last of the Zayin Botei Dinim. Golu Haseres Hashvotim. Mahi Shaita Kori Lo Chubin. That's called Chov Eretz Yisrael Da'ainu Umlelo Yeledes Hashibe Sheyoldo Sheva Mishpachis, the seven Mishpachis of Melochim Lavoide Zoreh. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ami Maikro, where how is this Merumis in the Torah that there will be seven mishpachis of melachim, but they didn't shall avay the Zohar. So Rabbami says, it's merumis in the pasuk we just brought down before, ki soiled bonim uvnei bonim. So let us see the taisvis, the last taisvis, the gilyana taisvis, umaykro, ki soiled chad doir, bonim trei doir. So we have over here three doyrs. Ubnei is another trei doyr. Bonim is another trei doyr. So we have Harei Zayin. Bnei Shantem, Vishchatem, Samamele, Vishchatem. So that is it's Merum is in the Torah, the seven doyrs. Omale Rav Kahane veRavasi leRav. Ksiv boi beYeshaya ben Eilo. It says vayas hora beinei Hashem. Roi kemalcha Yisrael. Rak loi kemalcha Yisrael. He also was an Eved Avodah Zarah, but loi kemalcha Yisrael. He was not as bad as they were. Ksiv olo shalmanesa. That means that the tzaris, the gola started with him. So lochayre, what is the yeshe? He was not as bad as them, and from him started the tzaris. Omar lohu oisin pardesiyos shahoyshev yerovam al hadrochem kidei shelo yalo yisrael leregel. That means Yerovam, he had made a golem. And he wanted that the Yidden, this man of the Golem, should go to the Agolem and not to the Beis HaMikdash. So there were Shoimrim that prevented Yidden to be able to regal. Bo Hoysheya Ubitlo. That's what others say. That was Loike Malcha Yisrael. That means Malcha Yisrael Waivda Vaidizore. And they enforced that you can't be able to regal. He was also an Eved Avodah Zarah, but he didn't enforce it. Whoever wants, it was a democracy. If you want to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you can go to the Beis HaMikdash. So he was Mevatel, these Shomrim, which had prevented them till now to be Eilu Regal. Afal Pikein Le'olu Yisrael Le'regal. So this created a Merdik Yekitruk. Till now they were Anusim. They were unable to go. But now he was mevatel these shamrim, and they still want Oyla Regal, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysan Shonim Shlei Oli Yisola Regal Yelchu Bashvi. So they should go in captivity. So that is Ola, that is why Ola Shalma Nesa. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Ola Volo, Bibnei Shlei Hishia Kishar HaMelochim Bo Aporoni Yis Biyonov, Biyomov, Bitmiya. Padesiyoy Shemre, Oysen Shonim Shlei Olu, Hoylu She'in Moiche Biyoda, Vehen Lei Olu, Yiglu Biyelchu Bashvi. Omar Rab Chizda, Omar Maruk, Vomir Lo Omar Rab Chizda, Omar Rab Yirmi, Dorish Mereme, Mai Dursi Vayishkoy Da Hashem Al Horo, Vayiviyeo Oleinu, Ki Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu. So it seems Kitzadik Hashem Elokeinu is a sibe for being memaher bebiyas haro. Mishum de tzadik Hashem Elokeinu beyishked Hashem alaro viviye oleinu. Elo, tzedoka osa kadosh baruch hu mYisrael shehidlo golus tzidkiyohu vadayin golus yechonyo kayemes. The tzedoka was that when they went in Golis, they were able to have contact with the Chorosh and Masger, who were already in bubble from Golis Yechonya. Techsive be Golis Yechonya, a Chorosh va Masger Elef. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Vayishkoit Vayemahel. Kamaiki shaked on the Yadvore, Mitagiminon, Moichiana, Losh and Mehiris. Golus it kio, Chovaisu Sholayim, Shagodokulo. Golus Yechonia, Hu Yahyochin, Kodmel Golus it kio, Achas Esreshana. Vizu hi tzedoke, Shemir vehechiv beisoi, De la haglois doiroi shol tzitki ala bovel, bo oit shechach me golus yechonye kayome. That they were still there, that they were there in bovel, so they could shilam doi teire, la elo adoil machaye. Fli shoroi chach me a teire golum yechonye, doch sibu a chorosh va mazger ele. So they came first to be a Yesod and Sheirish of Torah for the Golem that came later, the B'derish of Tzidkiyo. Why are they called Chorosh and Masger? Chorosh and Beshosh and Poishim Nasu Akol Kecharshim. Masger Kimin Shesoygrim Shuv Einam Poishim. Vekamo Elef. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kiven shesaygrim haloche, sheheim skurim bo, sheinam yoytim lahosh v'shaleyim, shuv ein lo peischen acheim. No one else will attempt to be mechaven this haloche. So the vayishkoid was on the Golus Yechonye, that they should be there first in order that when Tzidkiyo goes in Golis, they should be there. Ula Omar Shehigdim Shteishonim Levenoi Shantem. Ula Omar Hainu Tzidoke. The Tzidoke is a different Tzidoke. Shemiyo Lahovi Horo Lesoif Ches Meyes Vechamishem. That the Ro came 2 years earlier, the Ainu Beis Shonim Koidim Vinoishanta. But it says Vinoishanta, Vinoishantam Boretz, Vinoishantam is Gematria 852. The Rebbein Shlom was Shoikeid that they should go in Golis before 852 years, no, after 850 years. Kaidiv in the Shantam, Dibi Gematri, Ches Mesa Chemishim Vishtai, Vim Show, if they would avoid it, ad v'nei shantem, ayim miskayim b'em ki avoid teveidu. So then the sefer of the pasuk would be miskayim. So the Rebbein Shalom was magdim the gullus that this should not be miskayim b'nei shantem avoid teveidu. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Acher bei Yaakov, Shma Mino, Mehera de Mora Yalme, Tamne Meyo, Vachamshin, Vitartihu. So from this we see that when it says Mehera, that means Mehera is 852 years. Let us just mention the posik in Eschanon. Kiselet bonim uvnei bonim, v'nei shantem bo'oret, v'ishchatem v'asisem persol t'munas keil, v'asisem hora bein Hashem olekech olach yisai. Heideisi v'chem hayoim es Hashemayim v'sa'oret, ki ovid teveidun maher, Me'al ha'oretz asher atam oivrim es ha'yardim shom olerishto. V'sarich en yomim oler ki hi shomeid ti shomeidu. Now, the Rehitas, the lashon of the Pasuk is telling us that if you be in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be oivda by the zore v'noi shantem ba'oretz. V'noi shantem, the Gemara says, is kiminyan v'noi shantem. You'll be 852 years. Is, so I'm telling you, ki ovayt toiveidun maher mi'al horez. So you'll be quickly, you'll be chased out, out of Eretz Yisrael. So what is this quickly? It's after V'nei Shantem. So we see that the Mehera of the Rebbein Yishloilam is 852 years. That's this last memory. Omer Avache Bayakev Shma Mino Mehera de Mori Yalme Tamni Meyo V'chamshin V'tartiyu. What does Rashi say? Kiminyan V'nei Shantem Doksiv Ki Ovoi Teveidun Maher. So it seems, so let us elaborate a little. Yoimai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elef Shanim. Quickly means less than a day. So less than a day is, we see, that means Ki Ovei Tevei Dumaim after 852 years. That's called Maya. We'll elaborate a little bit more, so let us just see Tosfos. Shma mina mehera de mori alma tamne meya v'chamshin v'tardi. Vim taima. Rek Tosfos mehei de mishanifnesu la'oretz ad sheyotzu yesh kol kach. That's right, from when they entered Eretz Yisrael to when they left, there's so many years. But when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Ovdei Avodah Zarah right away. So how do you know that Maya means, it says, the Pasuk says, V'nei Shantem Ba'oretz, Kiselet Bonim Uvnei Bonim, V'nei Shantem Ba'oretz, and later you'll become Nisyashin Ba'oretz, then we hishchatem basisem pesel tmunaskel. So the rehitas advorme would seem after v'nei shantem you'll be oivdei avodah zarah. So I'm telling you, if that's going to happen, ki ovei teveidun maya. So ovei teveidun maya does not mean minyan v'nei shantem. It means if after v'nei shantem, that's a kasha. They won't be over there by the Zoraida. When Mishinichnus Loretz at Sheyotze Yesh Kolkach, that's like so many years. Mikoma Kimei Oz lay up the Avay the Zoraida. Hakel, the Avay the Zoraida started. Kiseilet Bonim of Nebonim. Vinoishantem Boretz, then Vishchatem. Vasisem Pesel Tmunaskoil. So after Vinoishantem, and then is Avay Tevei the Meir. If you'll do after Vinoishantem, so if they, even though if they left after 852 years, that doesn't mean Maya means 852 years. It means after they became Oivdeh by the Zohar, which is after Vinay Shanta. That's Kasha number one. Void Iksha. Leonza, Void Iksha Rabochon, but do not take the Maya, Achmane Shanta Kama. The second Kasha is, because the it's after the Neshanta. The first kasha was Al Kolchoch. It when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they weren't over there by the Zohar. So Al Kolchoch is a shorter shear. So Al Kolchoch is a shorter shear. In fact, the shear starts after the Neshanta. Why am I reading the Tchila Meyat Hayoivda Avodis Kechavim Shepislei Shal Micha Haya Imoem? So the Ri says that they were right away Avodis Avodizal. So Lachayre, this emphasizes the first kasha. The first kasha was Mishenich Shalos Ad Sheyotzo Yesh Kol Kach Mikoma Kemiyos Lo Yavdu Avodizal. They weren't Avodis Avodizal right away. So the Ri says they were Avodis Avodizal. What's with the second kasha? The second kasha was Dilma Sevei Do Meir Ache B'nei Shanta. So the Ion Yaakov explains as follows. Since Pisloi Shel Micha was with them, so when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Ion Yaakov and the Rif both have the same teretz. Vishchatem basisem pesel tmunaskoil. So when was this? This was right away, because Pisloi Shel Micha was with them when they entered Eretz Yisrael. And let's say the second pasuk says, ki ovei teveidun maher mi'al ha'oretz asher ta'ivrim esayardim shomo l'rishta. The pasuk is telling us from Atem Oivrim Es Yarden Shomo L'Rishta, you're going over now the Yarden to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be Ovoy Teivedo Maher. So when did the Hishchatem start? Hishchatem started as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. Vasisem Pesel. That's when the Hishchatem started. So Memele, so it's Ke'ilu, everything was written before the Vinay Shanta. So that means like this, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk, Kiseilet Bonim Ibnei Bonim, Vihishchatem, Va'asisem Pesel Tmunus Koil, Va'asisem Ha'Rabbein Hashem Al-Kechol Achisa, and this started, when did the Vihishchatem start? As soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. Heidaisi Bachem Hayyim Shushman Voski Ovei Taivedu Maher Mialot Shatam Ovei Mesayadi Shome. And when will this be? This will be Vineshantem Ba'oretz. So really Vineshantem Ba'oretz is, it's Ein Mugdem Amucha Bateire. Vineshantem Ba'oretz is after Vishchatem Ba'asisem. It's after Ki Ovei Taivedu Maher. Because you can't learn pshat kipshutai v'neishamtem ba'oretz v'ishchatem. That after v'neishamtem you'll be oivdei avaydezor, because as soon as they came in, they were oivdei avaydezor. Pisloi shal micho was with them when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Va'asisem pesel was ready as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't after v'neishamtem. So it comes out that when you learn pshat and posik v'neishamtem, comes after everything. וישחתם בסיסם פרסל, הידויסם בכם היום, דרכי אובוי תוידו מהר מעל האורץ אשר תוידו מסיעל נשומת, you're going to אובוי תוידו מהר מעל האורץ, and when will this be, this will be? ונשמתם אותו, it's the פירש, when the מהר will be. Not when they'll stop being like they made this all, because they'll end their way to this all right away. So my male, both kashas are for him for. They were able to be the Zohar right away, and the Meir is explaining, the Pasuk says later when they chant him to tell us that the Meir will be after when they chant him. So we see that the 852 years, that's the Meir of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They bring down the Lakuti Basa Lakuti brings down from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said, "Aisus Agamor is telling us that the Meir of the Rebbeinu Shloim, if Yom Yishal Kadosh Baruch was 1,000 years, Meir is 852 years." He says, "By the Seder we say Bimheira Biyameinu Bekarev." So when we're asking that the Beis Hamikdash should be built, we say b'meheira, but Rabbeinu Shlom, not your meheira, b'yameinu, but by us a day is, not by the Rabbeinu Shlom's day is. So therefore, be b'korei, lay b'yamei shalakadosh baruch hu. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Get mu'use b'Yisrael kosher. A get that was forced be Yisrael, all through Yidden, so it's a kosher get. Mu'usa Rashi says, b'chazoke. U'boiv deke chobim, if it was forced through Goyim, posel. U'boiv deke chobim, choyftim oisei v'oimrim loy asei mashi Yisrael oimrim loch. And by Goyim, if they'll be hitting the Yid who they want to force to give a get, and they'll say, "Asay mashi Yisrael oimrim loch." So the Mishnah stops over here, and it's a shailim rishonim. So what happens? So what does that mean? So we can learn two eifanim. One eifan we can learn that what we said uba'iv dekeichovim posel, that if Goyim force its posel, Uba'iv dekechovim, that is posel is speaking about Choyftin oisev oim leisemash Yisrael oim umoch, afilu bezden paskind, that you're permitted to force him, but if he's being forced through Goyim, it's posel. So this is a pirish and Uba'iv dekechovim posel. Or this is telling me a nudin, that even though we said Uba'iv dekechovim posel, but if those who are forcing the Baal to give the get are forcing him, v'oimrim lo yasei mashi Yisrael oimrim loch, so then it is kosher. We'll see this in Taisvis, but first we have to first learn through the sugya to learn the Taisvis. Let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Get hamu'use b'Yisrael kidin kosher. So Rav Nachman Shmuel said as follows. If Bezdin, Yidin, force someone to give a get, Kedin Teire. Rashi says, Kedin, Kegain Hanach Tamrinabu, Yoitzi Viting Ksube, Oisha Isa Asur Oloi, that there was a din that he's Mechuyiv to give a get. So, if it was forced, he was forced to give a get, and it was kedin, it's kosher. Shaloi kedin, what if they forced him to give a get, bezin, but it was shaloi kedin, alpi aloche, they have no right to force him to give a get. The reason why they're forcing him is not alpi din. That means the din is not mechayv, is mechayv to give a get. Posel, that's a posel again. I mean, she can't get married with such a get. Upoisel, but she's not allowed to marry a kohen. A kohen, she's also to marry a kohen. So this is the first case of speaking about that he says, Rav Nachman Mashmul is l'cheira saying pshat na Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, get mu'usa bi Yisrael kosher, and see, this it seems like a blank statement. It's not telling us when, what, and where. So Rav Nachman Mashmul says, no. If it was kedin, then it's kosher. But if it was not kedin, it's possible. It's a possible get, but it passes l'kud. Uba oivdei kechovim. What is the din if Goyim forced him to give a get? Kedin posel upoisel. So if they're forced, if the din is mechayiv, that he should give a get, and a bezdin shall Goyim force him to give a get, so it's a posel a get, she cannot get married through this get. But upoisel, but she's also lakune. Shaloi kedin. But what is if they forced him to give a get? Shaloi kedin. Afilo reyach a get ain boy. There's no reyach a get. And she's muta lakuna. The get is absolutely worthless. So the Gemara es the kashe an Shmuel. Monavshach. What's pshat in the second half? He oivde kechofim b'nei isuininui. If goyim are bekayach to force, is kashurinami liskasha. So let it be a kosher get. Why do you say it's a posel get? If they can force, let it be a kosher get. It's kedin. Ilav v'nei asuyininu. If goyim can pasel, is mifsaloi, if goyim can force, I mean, is mifsaloi lipsal. So they can't force, so why is she posel kahune? Manavshech. Can they force, can they not force? We'll come back to this, I just want to learn the Gemara. Omar Rav Misharshie, Devar Teire, get mu'useh ba'oivdei kechav m'kosher. Mina Teire, if a guy forced, so it's a kosher get. U'matam omru posel. So why did we say that it's a posel get? Mid rabbanon shloi tehei kol achas va'achas heileches v'teila atzma bo'ivet kechovim u'mafkas atzma miyad baylo. That means if goyim will be bekoyach to force someone to give a get, so a kilkul will come out. So many times the Noshim can get a hold of Goyim to force her husband to give a get, and she'll make a whole dreidel that Fakert Alpidin, he's Mechuyev to give her a get, will come out of Moedike Kilkul. So therefore, we said that if Goyim forced to give a get, the get will never be matter to get married to anyone, but she's also lekohune. Frag the Gemara, ihochi shaloikedin. If that is the case, shaloikedin, it says in the Mishnah, shaloikedin by goyim, she's muta lekohuno, so afilarecha get ein boy. Then the heavy, let us be, ki shaloikedin bi Yisrael, let it be equal to shaloikedin ki Yisrael, and the din should be that she should be posel lekune, or mifsel nami lifsel. Allah, the Ramishar shee bedusi, Ramishar shee is a toys. Now, before we learn Rashi, I would like to learn the Taisus Rid. Tushtikluch of the Taisus Rid. And then we have a Dachsach Meir, a Psalmerdike Klorkeit in the Sugya. And I think that Rashi, we also learned like the Taisus Rid. Just let's start the Mishnah of the Taisus Rid. Get Mo'use be Yisrael. Kasha. Baibdike Chavim Pasal. Baibdike Chavim Chavim to my Yisrael Mila Yisrael Mashisol Aymumlach. Perish, get mo'usa, Shekoifen oisai bechazoka. We force him. Kegainelu shekoifen oisai lahoitzi. Aisho isa asuraloi. Bi Yisrael koshe. Vuhuda oma aroitzani. So, al kaponim, the Tosis Rit tells us that it is speaking about that he was forced, and after the Bezdin forced him, he was convinced. And he says, I want to give a get. You want to give a get? You want to give a get? Fine. Everybody get to give a get. Now, let's jump down 4 lines from the bottom on this first column, when the lines get wide already, around 5 words before the end of the 4th line. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Omar Nachman Omar Shmuel, get Mu'usa bi Yisrael kedin kosher, shaloi kedin posel. Perish. Af al pi sh'omar roitzani. We're talking about the same case. He said roitzani. Kiven de shaloi kedin isua isoi. But he there no right to force him. Ve'ein kan mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim. So there's no Indian to listen to what Bezdin is telling him. Loigomar v'yoiv b'cholev. So that means, so now the Taisrid is telling us something, and we'll elaborate a little later. That means as follows. This reitzani, that what he says, reitzani, a reitzani that comes about only because he was forced, and that's the only reason you're saying reitzani, that is not called goma v'yoy b'leiv sholom. That's not called he really wants. You're forcing him, so he says reitzani. But if he was forced, and there's a mitzvah, the right take, mitzvah shmei, the take right, it's Yitzchak talk for it, but they talk right. Mitzvah Shmei did the right. Mitzvah Shmei did the Chachomim. And they forced him. And then he said, Reitzani. Then Pake, he really means what he said. And then it's a kosher again. So that's how he's explaining the memra of Shmuel. That's by Ayid. By Ayid, it's kosher. Avu bishoma Reitzani. But by Shaloi Kedin, so it's not a kosher again. So if it's not a get, so why is she also the truma? Why is she also the kuna? That's reyach get. That means it's really not an emes get. Als reyach get, she's also the lakuna the truma. But while he said here, you thought that reitzani only works Betzirah mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. We have these 2 factors. He was convinced through force. And there's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Then we say it means what he says. And then there's gemira stas. And the get was written b'leiv sholom. Uba'oiv dei kechavim. So Shmuel said, but what if a goy is forcing? Kedin pasul upaisul. It's not, it won't be matter. Pasul's lakuna. Shaloi kedin afula reyach aget ein boy. Umetaminon monavshach. What is pshad over here? Ioiv dei keichovim b'nei isuyeninu. The Gemara asked Takashi. If goyim can force. Iskas suri nami liskash. So it should be a kosher get by kedin. Ilav b'nei isuyeninu. Livsol nami loy livsolu. The first halacha. Va'omar Rav Mesharshiye, dvar toire ba'oived kechavim nami kosher. U'matam omru posu, shalaytei kol echad ve'echad heileches, v'toyla atzma b'yadei v'kechavim, u'mafkas atzma b'yad baila. Perish. Now he starts explaining asugya. Sova Rav Mesharshiye holds, Dvar Teure afulu b'oivit yechomim nami kosher. V'tayme de milse, k'domrine b'perik cheskes habatim, d'oma agav unsei goma umakne. So Rav Mesharshiye came and told us, Dishtik Teure, you need 2 things. He was forced, and mitzvah shmei divchomim. You don't need this mitzvah shmei divchomim. the person was forced and because he's forced, he's saying, Greizni, that's enough. So Mishashi said, Dvar Teure, there's a klal, agav, unse gomera makri. He was forced, so he said yes, so he means what he says, because they're forcing him, so he means what he says. So the Gemara asked, Vakshinalei, Ihochi, it's not the Gemara's asking Gemara de Kekashe. Ihochi, Shalai Kedin Nami Amaya Filorecha Getain Boy. Lehevi Mias Kishalai Kedin. Shalai Kedin Bi Yisrael. Perish. Kiven Damrinen Agav Unse Gomer Omakne Ishtakach de Gitte Ma'al Yahave. So comes out, Afilo Shalai Kedin. If they forced him, and he said, I'm asking to give a get, so it's a kosher get, according to Mishashi. The Mishashi said, a Gemiras Das that comes about through force is called Gemiras Das. And that is why Kiddin, really, she should be mutter to get married. Chazal passed her to get married, because they didn't want her to use Goyim as an oifen to force the husband. So they said the get is puzzled. So by Kedin, Mi'ikar Adin, it's a kosher get. The husband said yes. Chazal said she can't get married with this get, so it's a posel get me the rapport. Fine. Shaloi Kedin, it says it's nothing. So the Gemara is the Meir the Kekashra Mesharshir. If there is such a concept, Agav Unse, Gomar, Umigarish, so Mi'ikar Adin, it's a kosher get. I feel there was no legitimate reason why to give the get. But they forced him, and he said, I'm asking him to give a get, so the get is a get. So how could you say that she's muta lakune? She's a grusha min atoire. How could you say she's muta lakune? That's the Gemara's kasha. Perish, tiven dom rinen agav unse gomer makne. Since we say agav unse gomer makne, ishtakach de gitte mal yahabe. So comes out, it's a kosher get. Und hei de chachomim omru, the chachomim said, levi posel, shloi tenose bei. I understand this, it's shloi kedin. They said she's not permitted to get married. So they want to thwart her plans. She wants to have to get rid of her husband. She'll get someone to force him. So they said, no, aval hayach yuchlu lachshira lekohune. Vasikne elohoda rab mesharshi berusei. Vamesharshi is wrong. V'taim amai. The time of my, we didn't learn the Gemara yet. Just dive the Krovim b'chedin, chedin di Yisrael aslach lufi. Shloi chedin dive the Krovim b'din Yisrael aslach lufi. Perish. Hod rav mesharshi, the Omar, the Var Teure, afilu, the ba'oiv de Krovim kosher, berusei. This is a toys. Elo midin teure posel. The time of the milse, what is the top? Kedemrine bepeik cheske sabate. The heicha omrine gomar umakne. When do I say that after a person is forced, he really is goimar bedatoi, and he's masking to what he's doing? Davke bechaive eilus vishlomim, the nechelete tevele kapore. He really wants to do what he's doing, because he knows when he knows he's going to get a kapore, so after he's forced, he's really masking. V'gabe get nami, the mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachomim. By get, we say forcing is good, because it's a mitzvah taka to listen to what the chachomim are telling him. Hilkach gomar v'yoyiv b'cholay. So then, dafke in such a case, he's going out, he gives the get for whole life. Avol heicha, the oiv de kechavim on sinalei. But if goyim are forcing him, aval gav the oma roitzani, loy goma v'yoiv b'chol leif. Then he's not goyim v'yoiv b'chol leif. So memele, we can stop here in the Taisvus Rit.
So now, let's just go over quickly the Gemara, and the way the Tosfos read Lo Pshat. Omar Rav Nachman HaMashmul, get a Melusa bi Yisrael kedin kosher, if the din is that he's mechuyev to give a get, and Bezdin forced him to give a get, it's a kosher get. Shaloi kedin, if Bezdin forced him to give a get, that he's not mechuyev to give, posel u posel. So the get is not matter to marry anyone, but she's also letruma lekohen. By a goy, if a goy forces him to give a get, kedin, if the din is he's mechuyev to give a get, posel or posel. So she cannot get married with this get, but she's also a truma lekune. Sheloi kedin, if goyim are forcing him to give a get, sheloi kedin, afilu reyach haget ein boy. So the Gemara asked Monefshech, he oiv de kechovim b'nei asu yeninu. Now we'll learn how to do the Tosfos read, said Pshat. If a goy is bekoyach to force, that means that if someone is forced and he says roitza ani, so he's maskim, it's gom of a yoy. That means if a forcing through a goy means something, the roitza ani means something, is kasher inami l'skasher, so it's a kasher get. L'maisa, he was maskim, it's not proper, it's not nice, it should be a kasher get. Ilav v'nei yesu yininu. If you'll say that about what a person does when he's forced, a roitza ani of a forced person is worthless. You need more than that. You need the mitzvah shmei divrei chachomim. So if you'll say that, is mifsul ay lifsul. So why is it also lakuna? Why is she also lakuna? The get is worthless. That was the Gemara's kasha. How do you split the hair by a goy and say, she's also lakune, but she's not permitted to get married? Either she should be permitted to get married if you say agavunse gomar megarish, or if you don't say agavunse gomar megarish, that's nothing. So there was no get. Why she's also lakune? Omar Rav Misharshi. So Rav Misharshi said, devar teire get meusa boiv de kechovim kosher. Mina teire a get meusa is good. Why is it good? Agav unse goma megarish. The goyim forced him. He said, yes. So it's a kosher get. He was masked. Agav unse goma megarish. Umatam omru posel. So why can't she get married? Shaloite kolachas vachas heleches v'teilatzma ba'ivit kechovim. That every woman that wants to be nisgarish will get a hold of a goy who will force her husband. And the Mela will get into complications. So therefore, Chazal made a blank law that any get that came about through Goyim forcing the husband, she can't get married with such a get. That means even though Minatayr is a kosher get, but they wanted to prevent this kilkul, she'll be going to Goyim and husbands will be forced to give a get. Taka, the get is a get, but we don't want this to... This will be a daily occurrence that she wants to get rid of her husband. She'll get a hold of a guy and the husband will say, Reitzani, it's like a Reitzani. We didn't want this. So we said, Rebbitzin, if a guy forced your husband to give you a get, you can't get married. So she sees it's not worth it. She's also lakune, because it's a kosher get. That's why she's also lakune. But she can't get married. So the Gemara asks, "Umafkas asmi yad baile." Ihochi, fine. I hear what you're saying. I bezoi shaloikedin. So when a goy forced shaloikedin, that means there's no legitimate right that he should be forced to give a get. But the goy forced him to give a get, and he said roitzani. So if, according to you, Rav Misharshe, the get is a good get. It's a good get min ha-Torah. We won't be matter to get married, but how could you say she's mutter lekohune? This person gave her a get. He said roitzani, and you said a roitzani through coercion is a get. Yochi shaloi kedin afilo reich a get ein boy v'nehevi. It should be equivalent to shaloi kedin be Yisrael. That's the Gemara's kash and Rav Misharshi umifsul nami lifsul. Erla hod Rav Misharshi Berusi. So the Gemara is saying Rav Meshashi is wrong. Now the Tosfos Rid says later that we say Rav Meshashi is wrong, that means Rav Meshashi in Shmuel cannot stem. That is pshat. That is because if you learn our Mishnah, get Musa be Yisrael Koshba if Kechavim Pasul, our Mishnah did not go into the Prati Alochas, she's Mutta Lakuna, she's also Lakuna. Our Mishnah, you can learn pshat, get Musa be Yisrael Kosher to get married, or Kechavim Pasul to get married. And that's it. And that stems with Rav Meshashi here. Shmuel started splitting the hair. I get Musa be Israel, it's kosher, if it's kedin, if shalai kedin, she's also lakuna. He started splitting it. And by a goy, shalai kedin is muta lakuna, kedin is also lakuna. So the Gemara says, Rav Meshashi with Shmuel's guidelines, shtipnish. Rav Meshashi will not shtim. Because if Rav Meshashi is correct, that a rotzen that comes out through kliya agavunse goma megaret, so shalaykedin, she's a grusha min atayre. Well, I mean, how could you say that she's muta lekohune? Umivsel nami lufsel elodar amishashi berusi. Fine. V'taim omai. So now the Gemara is going. So let's figure out what pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel's not like a mishashi. So now we head in the Tosfos Rit. So the Tosfos Rit told us, Pshat and Shmuel is like this. Forcing does not create a Gemira Stas. We need two factors in order to make a Gemira Stas. Forcing plus mitzvah lishmaya divrei chacham. So now let us understand Shmuel's halacha. So Shmuel said a halacha. Shmuel said as follows. Kedin. If a Yisrael forced kedin, so it's gewaldig. There's mitzvah lishmai divrei chachamim. So it's a kosher get. You said roitzani, mitzvah lishmai divrei chachamim, it's a kosher get. Gomar v'yoyiv. Sheloi kedin by a bezn Yisrael. So me'iker adin, it's nothing. You're right, it's like nothing because some of the forcing it doesn't give it a Torah's get. But they were geyser. But your people start learning one ma'aser. Oh, see, bezin forced, and it's nothing. See that? So I know all getting the bezin forced is nothing. So therefore, Chazal wanted people should know that a forcing a bezin is something, even though people could be won't differentiate this case and another case. So they said it's a get. Afilu shalaykedin, it's also a get. So that's a get. Me the rabbono, they gave it. Is it a get or isn't it a get? We have such a concept of reyach a get. So Chazal said, shalai kedin, even though min ha-teirah is not a get, abol his ha-teirah is get, lifse lakuna, and that's the concept of reyach a get. But the reason why they answered is there were goys are shalai kedin, ato kedin. When it comes to a goy, when it comes to a goy, so they said as follows, if he did kedin, that means like this. Well, let's understand the ma'aser. There was a kohen that married a grusha. There was a yisrael that married a mamzeres. Shakel chavle. There was no one here that was able to stand up for the din. So came a goy, and then the goy went and forced him to give a get. So meikar ha-din, the get is worthless because there's no mitzvah on him to listen to this goy now and to give the get. There's no mitzvah on me this minute to give the get now. So there's no rotzen. There's no rotzen. The get is worthless. But Chazal made a gzeire. But if you say kedin is worthless, so people start saying so. Bezin shel Yisrael that does kedin is also worthless. What's the chilek if the court forced him to give a get or bezin forced him to give a get? So Chazal had to embed in the minds of people that if was kedin, so memele it's a get. It's not nothing. It's not nothing. So therefore they said kedin by a goy is a get al koponim that she's also lekune. So people see that a get that is forced has a toiras get by a goy legabikune. So then they'll understand by Ayid that it's a get of Linosi Yisrael. Shaloi kedin, so they didn't want to make, people will not compare Shaloi Kedin of a Goy to Kedin of a Yid, they'll say that it's Shaloi Kedin and he's a Goy. So therefore, Shaloi Kedin, since Meikar Adin the Get is not a Get, so Memela Shaloi Kedin of a Goy is Gonish Mit Gonish, or she's Mutalakun. But let's just see the Gemara in the Benik in the Loshna of Rashi. People might come and compare Kedin of a Goy with Kedin the Yisrael. Shaloi Kedin b'Kedin Yisrael loy michlef. People will never compare this. So therefore they said Shaloi Kedin of a Goy lemaise is mutafel lakuna. Let us see what Rashi says. Kedin k'goyim hanach damrin bul yaitzi b'yitin k'sube. Those that the Mishnah says is mechuyev to give her a get and a ksube, oisho is asura lo is tamzei she was also at him. Posel lahatira linosei. Posel means that she's not permitted to get married. Upoisel min hakohune mishum reyach aget. This is l'chayre by a goy. So my est mon nefshech. Ba'amret boivet kechovim b'din posel upoisel. If they're bekoyach to force on din teure, loch if es Yisrael bedin, that means if the din teure is that he's mechuyev to give a get, so they're bekoyach to get a rotzen out of him, a rotzen of their kfiyah has a teure's rotzen, so why is it possible? So she should be permitted to get married. So the Gemara says, no, if we'll permit Gerushin to be made through kfiyas of Goyim, so we're afraid Toila Atzma Ba'ivet Kechavim, she'll get a hold of Goyim, so Icheres Ivet Kechavim Anos Lochev Baila Legarshu, she'll hire a Goy to force husband, Ubo Olav Bekifin, and then she'll come, I think Rashi means she'll come with Redlach, that it's Kedin, there's a reason why he's mechuyev to give me a get. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, is mifsol nami lifsol by shaloi kedin of a goy. Mifsol nami lifsol, shaloi kedin the Yisrael. Hayom mit the reis b'nei Yisuyinim. You say they're bekoyach to force. Ki Yisrael, v'gabi Yisrael amrit shaloi kedin posol opoisol. So the Gemara says, bedusi, he's wrong. Devadi lab bnei asuyininu. They can't force. No kedin doive kechovim. Oiv de kechovim shisu lahaitzi. Ubedin toira. Afagav de lab gito. Even though it's not a get. Because we'll say like the Taisus read. It's not sufficient. Agav unse gomer megarish. You need also a fact of mitzvah lishmeidi bechechovim. So afagav de lab gito. Because there's no mitzvah lishmeidi bechovim. Goza bei rabbonu livsul bekune. Mishum de michlef bechadin Yisroel. People will say it also doesn't pass a lakuna. The goy went in force and they said she's, and then the husband died and they said she's allowed to marry a kohen. So they'll say the same thing by a yid also. People will not compare shaloi kedin of a goy to kedin of a yid. V'yamret michla b'shaloi kedin the Yisrael. Aye, they might compare shaloi kedin the Yisrael, the shaloi kedin the Akum to shaloi kedin the Yisrael. V'ose lemeim shaloi kedin the Yisrael namei loy posel. So they'll say shaloi kedin the Yisrael doesn't pass the lakune. V'amoron la'el the posel. So Rashi says that's no problem. He goof exeirehi. That what shaloi kedin of Yisrael passels only passels at tzeira, not meikar adin, because since it's shaloi kedin, there's no mitzvah lishmai divrei chachamim. Gzeira legzeira loy gazrinen. We don't make a gzeira legzeira. So therefore, shaloi kedin of Yisrael is mutter lekohun.